From skiing to snowboarding, bobsled, luge, and skeleton, the youth in Park City are surrounded by those who have made it big in their sport. And watching hometown Olympic champions gives local kids the knowledge that achieving some far-fetched goals can be a reality. KPCW caught up with some local ski racers after training one day. It was the day after Ted Ligety, who grew up in the same ski racing club, the Park City Ski Team, won gold. Ski team coach Jackie Reese runs with a group of 10 and 11-year-olds. She said the kids learn a lot from Olympians, whether it's through victory or defeat.
We actually watched a video of Ted Ligety today, and it's cool for a lot of the athletes to have alumni from their program competing in the Olympics, and I think it's really cool for them to kind of make that connection. And there are a lot of lessons to be learned, especially from watching the Olympics, and it's just kind of breaking it down for the kids and having them realize that mistakes are made and lessons have to be learned.
10-year-old Carter Sears thinks the Olympics might be a goal for him, but he says he enjoyed watching it because it gave him perspective, even when the Olympians crashed or skied out of the course.
It just makes me think maybe there's some stuff that can go wrong even when it shouldn't go wrong. It's just fun to watch and see all these people come and do their best. And maybe sometimes I can watch the technique of the skier who won and try to put that into some of my skiing. Yeah, I can learn from their mistakes as much as I have learned from my mistakes. When I was in farm team, I didn't make a single race without DNF or DQ.
Peppa Townsend is 11 years old. She said watching the Olympics made her realize how close the margin of victory can be. For her, that was most exciting.
Probably, like, I'll remember that they were winning or losing by, like, a tenth of a second.
10-year-old ski racer Leighton Shepherd said for him the slalom was the most exciting thing to watch during the Olympics.
I like slalom because it's really quick and I like getting down the hill, like, really fast. It's interesting to watch, but I mean, I kind of watch what they do and try to, you know, copy it a little bit.
10-year-old Jack Pollard said the crowning moment for him was when Ligety won gold. He also looked at the broader, more international cultural component of the Olympics.
Really cool how they, like, all different countries come together in the Olympics. It's not just, like, from the U.S. Like, then how, like, if you're from some other place, you can still, like, make the Olympics, like, Jamaica and stuff. They make the Winter Olympics and they don't have any snow there.
When asked who their favorite Olympian is, it's clear they follow the tradition of their sport. Elizabeth Robertson didn't even hesitate.
Ted Ligety.
Okay, how come?
Because he grew up in the same town, he's on the same ski team as me, so.
Did you watch his run yesterday?
Yes.
And most of the others, well, it was clear that Ted Ligety has the hometown advantage when it comes to the most admired skier. But the kids also said they like Bodie Miller, and specifically because Bodie's still getting after it when he's about as old as maybe even some of their parents.
Who's your favorite skier?
I like Bodie Miller. I like him because he really goes after it, and I really like how he got a bronze medal.
Yeah.
I like how he goes after it.
Bodie Miller. He's just awesome. He's 36 and he's still living it.
With the inspiration of the Sochi Olympic Games now cemented, it's a sure bet that no matter where you go in Park City, whether it's the halfpipe, the terrain park, or the locker room, you'll encounter many young athletes who practice their sport with more inspiration now than before the Olympics. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.